This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Tensions are running high in the U.S. Commonwealth of Kentucky after a grand jury did not directly charge any police officers in the death of Black medical technician Breonna Taylor. Police and protesters are already at odds ahead of a curfew that goes into effect 9 p.m. local time in the city of Louisville. One of three white police officers was indicted for wanton endangerment for shooting into the apartment next door to Taylor's. The indicted officer, Detective Brett Hankinson, faces up to 5 years in prison if convicted. Attorney General Daniel Cameron said at a news conference. Cameron says he had a hard meeting with members of Breonna Taylor's family before his announcement.
There's nothing I can offer today to take away the grief and heartache this family is experiencing as a result of losing a child, a niece, a sister, and a friend. What I can provide today are the facts.
Hankinson was with two colleagues when they shot into the apartment of the 26-year-old Taylor, killing her in front of her boyfriend 6 months ago. The two other officers were not charged because the investigation showed under Kentucky law they were justified in the return of deadly fire. In a news conference last hour, U.S. President Donald Trump said he may overrule the Food and Drug Administration on COVID-19 vaccine approval, claiming if they don't authorize the vaccine, politics might be the reason. Meanwhile, earlier in the day, the head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said, quote, science will guide our decisions, end quote, as the agency decides whether to give full or emergency authorization to a coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Stephen Hahn was speaking to the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. He said the decisions will be made by career FDA scientists. This is VOA News. France's health minister unveiled a map of coronavirus danger zones around the country Wednesday and gave the hardest hit local authorities, including that of Marseille, days to tighten restrictions or risk having a state of health emergency declared there. The minister told a news conference the country would be divided into zones by alert level, with Marseille, the second largest city, and the French Caribbean island of Guadeloupe, for now the only two areas put on the maximum alert level. He added Paris and its suburbs, the northern city of Lille, the southwestern town of Toulouse, and six other cities were declared, quote, reinforced danger zones, end quote. Britain's finance minister will announce new plans to support jobs Thursday as fears mount of a surge in unemployment when an existing $66 billion support program comes to an end in just over a month. Rishi Sunak has ruled out a wholesale extension of the coronavirus job retention scheme, which supported 8.9 million private sector jobs at its peak in May. But a growing second wave of COVID-19 cases has piled pressure on him to announce a replacement. He said in a statement Wednesday, quote, as our response to coronavirus adapts, tomorrow afternoon I will update the House of Commons on our plans to continue protecting jobs through the winter, end quote. The United States Wednesday announced new sanctions against Cuba aimed at further denying sources of revenue to the government in Havana. At a ceremony recognizing veterans of the Bay of Pigs invasion, U.S. President Trump says he's tightening the restrictions against Cuba to financially starve the island's government.
The Treasury Department will prohibit U.S. travelers from staying at properties owned by the Cuban government. We're also further restricting the importation of Cuban alcohol and Cuban tobacco.
West African leaders may lift painful economic sanctions against Mali once an interim president is inaugurated Friday in the wake of the August 18th military coup, the bloc's envoy said, praising the junta's leadership. The comments suggest the 15-nation economic community of West African states could accept the candidates picked this week to lead the transition of power, although they do not have the fully civilian background the bloc had demanded. Seeking to calm tensions in Ivory Coast ahead of a presidential election, the authorities plan to release associates of opposition leader Guillaume Soro, who have been held in detention for months, a government spokesman said Wednesday. President Alassane Ouattara's decision to run for a third term following the sudden death of his handpicked successor in July has led to recurrent violent protests. The opposition has called for further unrest in the run-up to the October 31st poll.